This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
NCAA tournament, first four from Dayton. Last hour, we heard that baseball pass, heave, and score to give Alabama State a late lead over St. Francis of Pennsylvania. One last inbounds pass to defend.
Kelly throws it into Moncrief. Three-quarter court heave for the win. No, it's short. And the Alabama State Hornets, the SWAC champions, have won their seventh straight game and are victorious in the NCAA tournament for the first time ever.
The call from the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network, 70-68. The final as Alabama State advances to face one seed Auburn tomorrow afternoon in Lexington.
So you know I've been doing this a long time with, you know, Columbia 10 years and Rutgers for 9. The most saddest night I've ever spent was losing that game. Yeah, I would say that's the right way to say it. When Rutgers lost to Notre Dame in that double overtime game in Dayton. So for like these, what's the matter, Eddie? What's the matter?
He's with me. You're like, that's the right way to say it. The most saddest, just the saddest.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Everybody's on you.
We're all in a bad mood today.
Yeah, everybody's holding down.
You get the point
today.
I'm trying to make.
Yeah, okay.
For that team last night that loses that game in that fashion, they're packed and ready for the, you know, to go to the next, you know, site, and then all of a sudden you've got to go back to the hotel, unpack the bus. It is just a brutal couple of hours, especially for the seniors that are done.
Like I told you yesterday, the University of Maryland has had two of these this year.
Yeah, but
one at the Big Ten tournament with Michigan.
But they have the NCAA tournament ahead of them. Yeah. I'm talking about like careers ending and season over when you were minutes away from winning and thinking you're going to wherever the next site would be. I don't know. I know for Rutgers, I think we were going to San Francisco. I think we were going that night, and instead we wound up going back to the hotel. You got to unpack, and you're so close to winning a couple of times, and then that happens. It is just a brutal feeling. So, Boomer doesn't care.
But on the other side of the ledger, it's the greatest feeling in the world because now you are going on.
Well, we know that, right? Yeah. Elation and devastation.
One team
all at
wins,
once.
One loses.
Elation
winners and losers.
That's how it works.
Yes.
Yeah. Game one last night. You had the controversial at-large bid North Carolina showing the doubters that they're certainly legit.
Cadeau with five of the timer starts right, zigzag back left, way to shoot in two, picks out Davis, 30-footer right wing. It's good.
That's also from Westwood One. R.J. Davis with one of his six threes. He was 6-for-6 from distance on the night, and his Tar Heels led San Diego State by 24 at the break. They cruised to a 95-68 victory. They will next face Ole Miss Friday afternoon in Milwaukee. Tonight, Mount St. Mary's versus American in the 16-seed matchup, tipping at 6:40. That'll be followed by Xavier in Texas. Another couple of 11 seeds, with the winner of that one drawing Illinois.
Jerry,
on
you,
Friday
you are
night.
A college basketball
aficionado.
You know, right, aficionado, but also an announcer. And you've seen a lot of these teams up close and personal. You know, I'm a chalk guy. This, I feel like, and I did this in a sportsman, I feel like the ones and twos are going to win here.
A lot of people seem to think that this year.
Right. I don't know. I feel like the top of these brackets are so strong. These teams are so strong.
Yeah.
Who is the most likely upset victim or winner?
The one that I've heard most, the upset victim would be Houston, only because if you run into one of these teams as good as they play defense that hits it from the outside, they just don't score like that. I don't know, but that's what I've seen.
So that would be the one team that you think that could be upset?
Of the ones that could get picked off, yes, okay. From what I've heard. And the one team that most people believe will win the tournament is Florida. They just think that they are the best team top to bottom. So, you know, I don't know. A lot of people like Duke. You know, but again, those are chalky picks.
Yeah, but then again, is Cooper Flagg going to be 100%?
I don't know. He's going to play. I don't know if he's going to be 100%.
Do you think he needs to play in the first game?
No.
He shouldn't have to.
I don't think so. No.
Have to. I was just wondering if they can get through two games and then save him for next week.
Now it gets a little dicey.
Tempting fate.
Yeah, I think it's one thing you're talking about. And I know we've seen 16s win. We've seen it a couple, I think, twice now or once, whatever.
Twice.
It's not happening. In this case, I don't know that I would want to go play the weekend without him.
The only other team that, I've seen, I would say, consistently about winning and upsetting the teams that they're playing is VCU.
Okay. Vaught Commonwealth.
They've been a good tournament team over the years.
Yeah, for sure.
Going back to what Shaka Smart, right?
They are 12 or 11.
Not sure.
Or four? I think
11.
11. They're in 11.
And the 16s, we had two, right? UMBC and then Fairleigh Dickinson. I think were the two.
Sounds right.
Could be wrong. Football joint presser for Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins after signing their massive contract extensions with the Bengals. Former baseball player of mine at Marlboro High School, Marshall Kramsky, is now in the business and is a local reporter out there in the Cincinnati area.
How about that?
Teeing up Higgins with a question.
Marshall
and
Chase, Kramsky.
That's right. Was quick to interject.
When you see it put out there that you're the highest paid wide receiver, two. How does that feel?
1A.
You're saying it's for that. I'm fixing it. 1A.
Yes, sir.
So Chase letting them know it's not two, it's 1A. So let's get that right.
That's nice from his teammate.
It was kind of cool. Yes, they were both there at the dais. Joe Burrow, I think, surprised them in the locker room. Big bro hugs.
How far do we go with that? So. The highest paid blank.
I know. The two thing was weird.
You are the highest paid backup guard. Yeah. It's so stupid.
It is really remarkable.
Like, you know, for those of us who played for the Bengals, it's remarkable. And then they have to spend the money. So every team has to spend a minimum amount of money. And, you know, they decided to pay these guys this much. Paul Brown's got to be rolling around in his grave. Thinking, what?
Yeah.
It's the business now.
Today's NFL.
But then again, you know, you bought the team for $6 million, and that is now worth $5
billion. That helps.
So I would say, yeah, you have to share the money.
It's worth
it,
but it doesn't mean they have the cash on hand.
That's
right?
True.
I mean, that's true. For some teams, that's tough.
But also, their money comes at different times of the year from everything else that the NFL is doing.
Understood.
And I don't know. They finally marketed their stadium. You know, I think it's Paycor Stadium now. I think it's.
But it is fair to say though that teams like the Bengals and even the Jaguars, he's loaded. You know, Jerry Jones is loaded. Like the owners, some owners just have more money on hand to spend.
Yeah, but I also know that a number of owners have chastised Mike Brown in particular, who's running the team with his daughter Katie and her daughters, but for not marketing the team more.
Got it.
And, you know, for years it was Paul Brown Stadium. They never sold the naming rights to the stadium.
Yeah.
It was Riverfront Stadium, then it was Paul Brown Stadium, and now I believe it's Paycor. And so they actually finally did, because they knew that they were going to have to start paying these players. So you have to bring in revenue in other areas. And, you know, listen, if you're a football team, and I think this is part of what's going on with the Jets, I don't think the Jets and the Giants financially have done all that well over the last 3 to 4 years because of all the losing that they've done. So, you know, they have got to excite the fan base. I think the Jets tried to do that with Aaron Rodgers, and they did do it to some extent. It just didn't work out for them. But now I think they're taking a step back and going the other way and looking at what they're doing internally, trying to save money there and hopefully allow Aaron Glenn some breathing room over the next 2 years and then maybe hit it big 3 years from now.